Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons and very excited to have in studio with us today Glenda Nischuk to talk with us about a health expo that's coming up very shortly, Sunday, September 10th. It's exciting for this community, and we're glad to have you here to talk about this. How are you doing this morning?
I am well, Scott.
It's great to see you again. Keeping busy over the summer, you get ready for this. I'm sure a lot of planning has gone into this, more than just, I'm sure, the summer.
Well, you know, summer, as you know, tends to be a little bit unscheduled.
Yes. And
so fall time is a great time to sort of think about our health and, mm-hmm. you know, some of the things that we can do.
Yeah.
Sometimes we know we need to make changes, mm-hmm. but education is an empowerment that helps us make those changes. So that's
Absolutely.
What this health expo is all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, obviously I'm sure you see people making changes around the new year. Well, the new school year is almost kind of a way that, you know, people maybe get a little more flexible, like you said.
Right.
Not as scheduled, not as planned for the summertime, but now back to school. You want to be a little bit smarter with your choices and what you're talking about here today is giving people an opportunity to see how they are doing, right? This is more than just your typical expo.
Right. Usually we think of a health expo as vendors with booths trying to sell their wares or promote their programs. This is a free health expo, and what we are all about is trying to better our community. And that happens one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So what this is a free health screening.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we kind of know we need to make a change,
yeah.
but or sometimes we're not even aware that we need to make a change.
Yeah.
Not trying to pick on men, but they are this invincible group that are born that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a really good opportunity to take your significant other and bring him. We have a free pancake breakfast starting at 9 o'clock
nice.
In the morning. Nice, healthy breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And this is open to all ages, because it doesn't matter how old we are. We can still make changes that
yeah.
can make a significant difference in our health. And of course, we want young people, we want
mm-hmm.
families, because if we can, our kids always say, well, how come you didn't teach all of these things when we were young? And I said, well, we just weren't on track
mm-hmm.
like we are. And I always say, I wish I knew
yeah.
now, when I was younger, I wish I knew the same knowledge. So we have some things for families to encourage them to come. We have a bouncy house for the kids.
Nice.
We have some kids' games and activities, face painting, things like that, just to, you know, while mom and dad are going through the health expo, they have something that they can get active with and
mm-hmm.
participate in. And we would never discourage, you know, a child who wanted to go through a health expo as well.
For sure.
So they are welcome to come through as a family with
mm-hmm.
their parents if they like. So what this is we're setting up a health expo tent,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be several stations in there, and you just go through the stations. It'll take about an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
And so one of the first stations is we measure how tall you are, and we also do a body fat index and your weight. And of course, none of us really want to get on that scale, but
yeah.
And there's really some wonderful education at each station. So you will learn what is your ideal
mm-hmm.
weight, what does your body fat percentage really mean,
yeah.
Those kind of things. And even though we sort of don't want to look at that, we really should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sad part about our world right now is the fact that even though we have wonderful medical care, we're not really good at preventing disease.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the stats, we're still going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So this is what this health expo is all about. You know, changing up this type of health expo is actually in 40 languages around the world.
Wow.
So there's actually been some studies done on it, and people have better life for at least 12 years more of their life just by
wow.
following some of these.
Mm-hmm.
And they're simple things, but they're things that we really sort of take for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we have a blood pressure station. You know, we call hypertension or high blood pressure the silent killer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we discover most most of us go for some type of a checkup, but some of us don't.
Yeah.
Especially younger people. You know, it's not until we're in our, you know, sort of 40s that we decide, well, I better go for a checkup, right?
Yep.
And so I've seen 18-year-olds with high blood pressure, mm-hmm. Not here in Yorkton, but at another event in another city, I met a gentleman who had blood pressure 180 over.
Wow.
And so he really, you know, I had to refer him to emergency. Like, he had no idea, and that's why we call it the silent killer.
Yeah.
And when we have really high blood pressures, of course, we have a much greater risk of, you know, the debilitation from having a stroke.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are things that we, you know, we want to screen, people become aware of. We teach you what things we can do to bring that blood pressure down if it's a little bit on the high side. We refer you on to a medical clinic if it is, you know, too high. Then we do something called a fitness test if you're eligible. It's a step test. Mm-hmm. And we monitor you while you do that. A lung capacity test. Oxygen is a really important thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so, you know, how well do you breathe and how much oxygen gets in there is actually important. Hydration guidance. You know, we need to drink more water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we give you the reasons why, and we actually sit down with you and teach you about water. Not only on the inside, we actually do some hydrotherapy demonstrations.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, with colds and flu coming mm-hmm. up, this is actually a big interest to a lot of people. What
Absolutely.
Are some simple water treatments that you can do at home? And so we teach mm-hmm. you that. A free massage.
Oh,
the,
wow.
The very last station is a free massage. And that's a very popular station,
I believe
of course.
It.
And then we have something called computerized health age, where you answer some questions based on your lifestyle. And we put that into the computer, and it will tell you, based on how you are living, what your current health age is. And so it's kind of interesting. And then we spend time giving you free health counseling, if you wish, going through helping you based on that computerized health age.
Yeah.
You know, what can we do to improve that age so that you're actually younger than your literal
mm-hmm. yep.
age? So that's what our health screen is all about.
Yeah.
And it's happening on Sunday, September 10.
Mm-hmm.
384 Gladstone Avenue South. So it'll be an outdoor event. And so far, the weatherman says it's going to be a good day weather-wise. Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
And so we really, it's right beside the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Nice.
And we just welcome, you know, it's a nice education to bring your children to bring yourself to. One of the comments I hear when I've done some of these health expos is, wow, you know, like, I have so much to learn. And we all do.
Yeah.
You know, we're all growing and learning. And, you know, health is a really important thing. If we have healthy people, we have a healthy community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and you take a look at this, and you mention, you know, the men aspect where, you know, we feel like we're strong, we can handle it. I think even, too, there's a lot of things that you may think you might be dealing with, but you're afraid to point out or bring to light the fact
right.
that you might be dealing with something
like that. It's
hard
to get men to the doctor
mm-hmm.
for a checkup, so we're not certainly taking the place of your physician. We're
yep.
here just simply to educate you on ways that you can improve your lifestyle to prevent
mm-hmm.
many of the chronic diseases. You know, we look at our kids, and I really have a burden for, you know, the epidemic of children that are getting type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And it's very much related to our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to make change.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, education is empowering, especially for children. You know, once they learn, they're like, wow, you know, I probably should read that label before I put that in my cart, or I probably should be more active and not
mm-hmm.
be sitting in front of a screen
yeah.
for so long, because all of those things make a big difference.
Absolutely. Well, and you can't learn it too soon. Like you're mentioning, you know, with the kids too, there's so many quick choices that we often make that are not healthy choices that you think you might be making for yourself or for your family. And so I'm sure that's a lot of what the kids are getting, because that those are the options that were given at a quick period of time. We're so busy with so many different
right.
things. And with young people, you don't necessarily know what's going to happen. And like you said, somebody with 180 over, what was it?
Yeah, it was 180 over, it was very high.
Yeah, very high. Like that's yeah. And it's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse at some points. And
that's right. It's important to be, you know, you really are the CEO of your mm-hmm. health. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we kind of just live our lives and expect the doctor to fix us or yeah. his medication to fix us, which I'm very happy that we have them, but and very needed in our community. But at the same time, there's a lot that we can take responsibility yeah. for. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, how we grow up, our habits, they stick with us.
Yeah.
So if we can start early changing those habits with our families, we can actually make a greater impact on the yeah. future of our children's health, our grandchildren's health, and our community.
Well, and it says a lot that you're doing this free because this really shows that that this mm-hmm. you want people there. I mean, you want people to come out. There's no excuses. This is just an open opportunity for you to choose to come out
right.
and to choose to take a step towards a healthier you, really.
Right. And they're kind of fun, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of festive and you kind of go through these stations and, mm-hmm. and you come away thinking, wow, you know, I can make a few changes. And even just a few changes can make a huge difference in mm-hmm. our outcomes as far yeah. as our health goes.
Well, and there's so much more that we may not know. And so by reaching out, you get to learn some of these things that may not even be that hard to implement. But without that knowledge, we just wouldn't be able to implement them.
That's right. So, yes.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Once again, we're talking with Glenda Nischuk. Health Expo is coming up Sunday, September 10th, at starting at 9 a.m. with the pancake breakfast.
Right, and that goes till noon, and we're ending at 4 in the afternoon.
Perfect. Wonderful. So we're going to continue talking with Glenda right after this. It's once again 384 Gladstone Avenue South, right beside Seventh-day Adventist Church. So get ready for that. It's going to be very exciting to be a part of this Sunday, September 10th. We'll be back right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know once again here with Glenda Nischuk. We're talking about the Health Expo that's coming up Sunday, September 10th at 384 Gladstone Avenue South, right beside the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And it's great to have you here, Glenda. 9 a.m. pancakes go till noon, and then the expo goes till 4. And this is a great chance for you to come out for a free screening, taking a look at what you're dealing with. You mentioned prevention. It's
right.
so important in so many different areas. You start to realize it would be much better to deal with these things before they happen, because as I've heard you say before, there's a lot of diseases or things that you don't realize that you're close to it until it happens.
That's right. And, you know, sometimes it takes that medical scare to get us motivated. But,
yeah.
you know, it's a beautiful day. It's fall time. It's still a great time to go out and exercise and
yeah.
walk. There's still good. We've had a beautiful summer
mm-hmm.
and warm still. And we actually winter much better, both adults and children, if we simply adopt some good lifestyle habits,
yeah, yeah.
you know, hydration, exercise, those kind of things. So, as you said, you know, people really need to take charge of their own health.
Mm.
And sometimes we're not really motivated. So this is a really fun way to come out, to learn. And it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. We all need to kind of, you know, pull up and kind of get back on track when it comes
yeah.
to our habits.
Now, I was going to ask you who would want to come out to an event like this, but really, it sounds like this is really for anyone.
That's right. We want our teenagers. That's an awesome,
mm-hmm.
You know, I meet a lot of teenagers, and, you know, they want to look buff, and they
mm-hmm.
want to look good,
mm-hmm.
and so learning some of the things that will help them get through life later on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, most of them are fairly in shape because they're involved in sports and
mm-hmm.
those kind of things. But, you know, they don't realize until later on, you know, perhaps something like, you know, carbonated beverages, what's that doing to me in the long run? And,
yeah.
you know, that how many calories does that actually put on and
mm-hmm.
what happens later on in life? And so just, you know, that age group, kids with their families, grandparents can bring their grandkids
mm-hmm.
out.
Yep.
You know, our habits die hard,
yeah.
you know, but change happens one step at a time. And if you can understand the stages of change, you know, sometimes we're not even quite aware of the fact we need to change.
Yeah.
And so the beauty of a health expo, it's like, wow, you know, okay, my blood pressure was a little high. I'm, you know, 20 pounds overweight. And so we help give you some of those tools.
Yeah.
We sit down and talk to you. We even talk about not only the physical aspects of health, but mental and spiritual as well, because, you know, there's that whole wellness picture.
Yeah.
Sometimes if we're horribly stressed, it's really hard to get on, you know, that actually makes us open the fridge and start eating more and those kinds of things. And so we have counselors available in all aspects to talk to you about, you know, anything spiritually. If you're struggling, there will be pastors there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful opportunity to come out and just get some free counseling, some free information, and learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard before that stress is can be such a huge factor in so many of these other things that you're dealing with. So if your physical health isn't good and you add stress to it, it becomes a ticking time bomb.
It does. You know, it's kind of a two-way street, but 95% of our ills are actually related to stress. Like, that's pretty huge, right?
Yeah.
But of course, things like exercise helps reduce our stress. Things like prayer help reduce our stress, our belief in God, those kinds of things. And then on the flip side, if we have a really nutritious diet, stress doesn't affect us the same way as, you know, if we're just kind of eating something out of a crinkly bag.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we start to stress sometimes about weight, about our health, about this. And when you can take that out of the picture, it does make things a lot easier. And it can have a greater effect on your pocketbook, really, if you're dealing with when you're healthier. There's less things you have to use, maybe pharmaceutically, or you know, when that aspect comes into it, but also on the food aspect
right.
of things.
You know, when you look at what we actually spend on healthcare, it's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
it actually takes away from building our roads and building our schools and those kinds of things. Almost half of what our taxes go for is healthcare, and you know, we are all responsible for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, come out and just learn what you can at our health expo, and I know you won't be disappointed. It's, as I said, it's a fun event, and it's a wonderful opportunity to come away with an education that you wouldn't have had formally.
Now, there's so many different aspects of this. You said 12 stations?
There's 8 stations.
8 stations,
yes.
I apologize.
Yeah.
One of those is the water. And I know that this is such a simple area of the health, but it can be a very helpful area, and can start to realize that, you know, something so simple as hydrating yourself can be such a big part of moving you forward. How important is water, and what are some of the things that people can do to make water more, I guess you could say, not useful in our lives, but that we can remember to
actually drink.
To actually use
it. Well, one of the best ways is to just start the morning. You know, we've slept all night, where our bodies are actually quite dehydrated.
Yep.
Most strokes happen early in the morning, because that's when our body hydration is the lowest. So, you know, start with one or two. There's actually Chinese medicine says if you can drink 6 cups of water before breakfast, you can cure anything.
Now,
I don't know that I could drink 6 cups of water before breakfast, but easily drink 4, because if you're exercising. So have a good hydration. And then try to, you know, there's ways to try. There's all kinds of apps now we can put on our phones, our Fitbits, our, you know, just simply putting 8 elastics on your arm or on your water bottle, and then pulling them off as you drink your 8 cups of water. Because our body actually throws out 10 cups of water every day, whether we put in 1 or 2.
Wow.
So you can realize, you know, our body is 75% water. Our brain is actually 75-85% water.
Yeah.
So when that becomes dehydrated, we're not thinking as clearly and those kinds of things. So it's really important to, you know, it's a habit. It's a habit. You just have to figure out what it takes to get you drinking that water. Sometimes we have to put away the juice and the calorically higher beverages and just make water the beverage of choice.
Yeah.
So water is extremely important to our health. When you think about everything that goes into our cells uses water as a medium, and the detox and the cleaning of our cells, the waste that goes out of our cells also relies on the amount of hydration your body has.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So much to take in, but so important for taking that step to a healthier you. That's Health Expo coming up Sunday, September 10th, starting at 9 a.m. with pancake breakfast going until noon, and then the expo itself goes until 4. So come on by. It's a free health screening, 384 Gladstone Avenue South, right beside the Seventh-day Adventist Church. This sounds like it's going to be very beneficial for a lot of people. It's free, no excuses to not come. Anything else you want to share about this before we wrap things up?
Well, we just want to welcome anybody and everybody as you're driving by or just plan it as a nice Sunday afternoon or morning activity with your family, your friends, invite a friend, single, married, families, everybody is welcome to come.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for being here to talk about this. If people have any information they would like to find out about it, they'd like to ask some questions, how can they do that?
They can contact me, Glenda Nischuk, and 306-621-3039.
Wonderful. Thanks again for being here. Always great to see you, and I look forward to seeing how this goes. So thank you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You're welcome. Once again, Glenda Nischuk talking about the Health Expo coming up. It's absolutely free Sunday, September 10th, all beginning at 9 a.m. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day, and be blessed.